Hey everyone. It's a bit late in the evening, isn't it? Hope everyone manages to stay awake. Well, maybe you will. We'll see how we go. So, grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Should we commit our time to God in prayer? Our Lord and Heavenly Father, as we meet together this evening, as we meet together at the end of another year, we do pray that you would be amongst us this evening, that we would know that we are approaching you, the God who has created the heavens and the earth, the God who was, who is, and who is to come, the God who is eternal, the God who ordains each year as and when they come, the God who knows all things, who knows the beginning and the end, the God who is all powerful, the God who is all holy, the God who is in control of every moment of our lives. And so we do pray that as we meet here this evening, we pray that your spirit would be upon us, that he would enable us to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth, that he would grant us understanding, that he would grant us a heart that would desire to not just hear your word, but to do your word. And that in all that happens this morning, this evening, and for the rest of 2022, may you be glorified. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, should we start with our first hymn then? It's 905. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless. Oh, abide with me. So as we come to the end of 2021, we look back, and what do we remember of 2021? From a global perspective, from a national perspective, from our local perspective, our local church perspective, and from our own personal perspective. What is it that we remember from 2021? And to get an idea about the global perspective, I had a quick look on Google. You know, they usually do a summary of what people have been searching for in 2020, in the past year, and they do it every year. So for 2021, what do you suppose people were searching for? What do you suppose was top of their searches? Surprisingly, it's not COVID. It's not COVID. It was Afghanistan. Number one search item for 2021, Afghanistan. Then second was AMC stock, if that means anything to anyone. Anyone? No? Cryptocurrency, anyone? No? Okay. Oh dear. Clearly we're not hooked into the global zeitgeist. Number three was COVID. Mostly the COVID vaccine. Number four was Dogecoin. Does anyone know what Dogecoin is? A few people nodding their heads now. A few more people know that, well, that's crypto. Does anyone know what crypto is? Bitcoin, all that kind of thing. Ethereum. Okay, well, there we go. And the fifth one was GME stock. You get the impression that it's either war, pestilence, or money. That is, you know, the top five. That's what's on people's minds across the globe. And, you know, whether it's the sudden shock of what happened in Afghanistan, because it only happened very quickly. Over a few, you know, weeks, all of a sudden, what most people had forgotten about, you know, some country in the Middle East that, you know, some people know it's north of India, and that's about it. And all of a sudden, it's back in the news again because, you know, the Taliban had taken over within months, within weeks. You know, the whole thing had just collapsed like a house of cards. So everyone was interested in what is going on? Why is this happening? And obviously, you know, the COVID vaccine, you know, it's hard to believe that we're almost 2 years into this pandemic. You know, and we have the consequences here. Even in this building, you know, we've got the windows open, you're wearing masks, there's some distance between the seats. There's a good chance that a good number of people are watching on the live stream rather than attending in person. You know, this pandemic has, you know, been quite significant in its impact. And so it's understandable why people are searching. You know, is there a cure for this? Is there a vaccine? And the other three things, yeah, the stocks, AMC stock, GME stock, Dogecoin. I suspect, you know, it's a byproduct of the pandemic. People wanting to work out how to make money. You know, they've lost their jobs, or their jobs, they've gone on furlough. Life has become more difficult because of the pandemic. And people are just trying to work out how to make ends meet in these situations. You know, and we see it in the national news, you know, things such as food banks. You know, and everyone's listening to hear not just what Boris Johnson says about, you know, various lockdowns and rules and stuff, but what's Rishi Sunak got to say? You know, what measures has he put in place to keep the economy moving? What measures has he put in place to mean that, you know, the millions of people up and down this land will still be able to have food, an income, some way of supporting their family, paying the rent, paying the mortgage? And, you know, when we look at a national level, you know, the search trends aren't much different. Number one is actually the COVID vaccine. So the UK is, you know, us as the British nation are more interested in the COVID vaccine than we are in Afghanistan. The second was, weirdly, Matt Hancock. Matt Hancock made number two on our search terms for 2021, which is quite scary. Three was Sarah Everard. And four was Afghanistan. So we have some link with the global way of thinking. And number five was the GME stock again, the stock markets. And, you know, we're almost the same as the global results, you know, with some unfortunate, sad, distressing, and even angering local events appearing in our nation's desire to search for knowledge. You know, why did some things happen? Why are evil men allowed to roam? Why are evil men carrying out crime? And, you know, in this case, fortunately, you know, he was caught and he was sentenced. But these things distress us. They make us think, why did these things happen? And then, you know, on a personal level, when we look back, have we had a good year? Have we had a bad year? I suspect for most of us, it's been a mixture of good and bad in varying degrees. You know, because obviously Google isn't yet able to trace what goes on inside of our heads. I say yet. And, you know, for many of us, you know, we've had births, weddings, other happy occasions. Some have managed to pass exams. Some have managed to fail exams. And, you know, some events are very sad in our lives, especially in the past year. There are those who have fallen ill, those who are dealing with long-term illness. Some have even fallen ill with COVID. People we know, family members, friends. And sadly, you know, some of us know some who have died. Maybe not from COVID, but from other things. And, you know, all of us, as I've mentioned earlier, have some experience of living with this pandemic, with its consequences and the uncertainty that it brings. But then how have we measured whether this year has been good or not? For some of us, it might have been how many jabs we've managed to get in the year. For some of us, it might be how many jabs we've managed to avoid. Or are we slightly more conventional, you know? Has the pandemic not been so in the forefront of our minds? Maybe we've judged our year on, maybe we've had academic success, employment success, family success. Maybe we just measure it on the amount of stuff we've managed to accumulate over the year. You know, and it can go from the very trivial, the very small things, you know, the little boys' toys that some of us buy, to, you know, things like a house or a car, all the things we manage to accumulate in our lives, and we somehow end up measuring our success by it. Maybe at the beginning of this year, we made some resolutions. Do we even remember what those resolutions were, let alone have any success in keeping them? And throughout 2021, have we been thankful to God for all of these things, with all of its ups and downs, of all of the happiness, the sadness, the joys, the mourning, in all of this, have we been thankful to God? Because when we look at the Bible, and when we look at, say, Romans chapter 14 and verses 7 and 8, we read this: for none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Are we able to look back and say that we've lived through 2021 knowing that we belong to God? That we have lived for God? That we've seen others who have maybe lived and died for God? You know, because if you look at the UK as a nation, we've largely abandoned God. You know, our Google searches reveal that. You know, no one's asking the question, you know, where is God in the pandemic? That's not in the top five. It's not even in the top 10. You know, there's been no national court of prayer from our political leaders. When there's news of evil men and women being caught for their crimes, there's no mention of our responsibilities before God. There's no mention of God's justice. God just doesn't appear in anyone's thinking. And it could be easy to look around us and say, well, how terrible is this world? How terrible is this nation? You know, to point the finger, to despair. But then the question is, are we any different? Or are we just like the world around us, the country around us? Have we lived knowing that we belong to God and that we should live for God because we belong to God? To know that He is in complete control, even if we live or die. To know that He is in complete control of this pandemic. Do we realize this? Do we ask ourselves, what is God teaching me in this? What is God teaching me in the highs and lows of 2021? What is God teaching us in this pandemic? Do we ask God, what do you want us to learn from this? Because, well, if we look at the verses from Romans chapter 14, you know, I've already read Romans chapter 14, verses 7 and 8, but why does Paul say that we belong to God, that we should live for God? And when we look at Romans chapter 14 and verses 1 to 6, we read this. Except the one whose faith is weak, without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not. And the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does. For God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall. And they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. One person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers each day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. And then when we go to the other side of those verses, of verses 7 and 8, we read in verses 10 to 14, you then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. I am convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for that person it is unclean. If your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not, by your eating, destroy someone for whom Christ died. And this is why the Apostle Paul outlines why it is important to know that we belong to God and that we do not live for ourselves but for God. We see that the church that Paul is writing to, they're arguing about minor issues, about what days people consider sacred, what people should eat and drink. And rather than knowing that their righteousness comes from Christ, they're comparing themselves with one another. Well, I'm better than that person because I don't eat that stuff. Well, I'm better than that person because I do eat this stuff. Or I'm better than that person because I keep this day sacred. Or I'm better than this person because I don't keep this day sacred. They judge each other on these completely trivial things. You know, they're not arguing about important things such as trusting in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of sins, or even the details of the Ten Commandments. Food and drink, sacred days, passing judgment on one another, you know, putting themselves in the pecking order. And is that like us sometimes? We may not be passing judgment on others about what they eat or drink or what sacred days are, but maybe we are, especially in Hounslow West. But it could be other things, especially in this pandemic, you know, has someone been vaccinated or not? I'm better than that person because I've been vaccinated. Or I'm better than that person because I haven't been vaccinated. I'm better than that person because I'll shake that person's hand. I'm better than that person because I'm keeping my distance. Does that sound familiar? and even outside of the pandemic, you know, it can be very trivial things that we compare ourselves to others about. You know, what is the nature of our politics? Who do we vote for? You know, do I drive an electric car? Do I cycle? Do I drive a diesel? Or do I drive a petrol car? Do I live in this part of the area or that part of the area? It can be so easy to go into comparisons. And the Apostle Paul tells us in that same chapter in verses 17 to 19, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. The Christian life is not about special days, about food or drink, our views on vaccines or politics. It's about righteousness. It's about peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's about serving Christ. So, do we trust in Jesus as the Christ, as the Messiah? For he alone is our source of righteousness. The Apostle Paul states this clearly earlier in the letter. If you look at Romans chapter 3, verses 22 to 24, this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. We're all sinners. I'm a sinner, you're a sinner. But if our trust is in Jesus Christ alone for justification, then righteousness is available to us. And not only is his righteousness available to us, but he redeems us. We are his. He buys us with his blood. And so we are no longer our own, but we are Christ's. And Jesus Christ is therefore our Lord. And so we serve him. And so are we trusting in Jesus Christ alone for righteousness? Are we trusting in Jesus Christ alone for our peace? You know, when we look back through 2021, how many things in our lives were taken away? How many things we lost? When these things were taken away, was our peace shattered? You know, whether it's family, friends, health, wealth, or anything else, if it was taken from us, was our peace shattered? But, or is Jesus Christ our ultimate peace? Are we looking to him for peace within our souls, within our communities, with others, for our peace with God? And are we trusting in Jesus Christ alone for joy? Again, when we look back through 2021, how many things in our lives were taken away? And when these things were taken away, was our joy also removed? Did we look to those things to fulfill our joy, our sense of joy, our sense of happiness? Again, yes, it can be sad when we have a loss. But is Jesus Christ our ultimate joy? Or do we end up looking at the bottom of a pint glass? Because our joy has gone. Are we looking to him for joy within our souls, joy for others, and joy with God? You know, we sang earlier, I fear no foe with you at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave your victory? I triumph still if you abide with me. It's not just that we look to Christ for our peace and joy, but even in the sad times, if we are his, he is with us. And he will never leave us. In our sadness, in our mourning, in our loss. And so as we enter 2022, will we remember this? That if our trust is in Christ, he is with us throughout not just 2022, but for all eternity, in life and in death. And so are we able to echo the words of the Apostle Paul? You know, for none of us lives for ourselves alone. None of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Is our righteousness, joy, and peace found in Christ? Are we resolved to serve Jesus Christ as our Lord in everything he has called us to think, to speak, to do? Is our hope in Christ? Are we resolved to give glory to him above everything else, not just in 2022, but for all eternity? Should we pray? Our Lord and Heavenly Father, We do thank you that you've kept us safe through 2021. And we confess that we have sinned against you. We have not put you first at all times. We have not loved you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And we have not loved our neighbour as ourselves. But we do pray that you would help us by your Spirit to trust in your Son, to look to him for forgiveness, to look to him for joy, for peace, for righteousness, that he might send his Spirit to work in us, that we might serve you, we might serve him, we might serve one another and love one another as we enter 2022, and that that might not just be for 2022, but that we might love you, serve you, and love others throughout all eternity. And so we do ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I've been watching the clock. It is 23:57. We have 3 minutes left. I'm going to put Arush on the spot now. Do you reckon you could find Big Ben's chimes online somewhere? I suspect if you sign into BBC iPlayer and one of their programs, you might be able to catch. Yeah, go for it, if you can find it. Because 2021 has been, well, I guess along with 2020, an unusual couple of years. I don't think at the beginning of 2020 anyone would have thought that we'd all be walking around wearing face masks. We'd all be sanitizing our hands. We'd all be getting vaccines for something we'd never heard of. That vaccines would have been developed in such a short time. And we can take comfort in the fact that we've already sung, you know, God doesn't change. No, abide with me, you who changest not, abide with me. And so, you know, we can look back over the past 2 years and know that if our trust is in Christ, God has been with us. And we can look to him to uphold us, to comfort us, and to enable us to do his will. Are we getting on, Arush? No? It feels like midnight's already happened from what's going on outside. Still a minute, yeah, I know. Any joy there, Arush? I've forgotten. Anything coming through? Sorry? Okay.
as Big Ben's chimes ring out around us, signaling a year that's new. Raise a glass, turn up the volume, and welcome.
If you're, and hopefully for all eternity, are we able to sing? Hopefully louder than these fireworks. Our closing hymn: my worth is not in what I own, not in the strength of flesh and bone, but in the costly wounds of love at the cross. Who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.